Good morning and Merry Christmas. Did you all receive some very nice gifts for Christmas?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have a gift that's the greatest gift. And there were two people waiting for this gift. They had heard the promises. You all know the old song, right? Promises, promises.
No.
None of you know this song? Well, I'm not going to sing it because I don't want to hurt your ears. What do you think?
I don't care.
You don't care? Well, I have a promise I'm holding in my hand. This was the promise that was given to Israel. And this was the promise that Simeon and Anna, who was a very old woman, was waiting for. They had heard the promises from the Old Testament, and they had heard that the Messiah was coming. Now, the Israelites also heard this, but they weren't waiting for this kind of promise or this kind of gift. They were waiting for a great king to come to defeat all their enemies. So promises, promises. Not many people were believing in the promise anymore. Same way today. Because God has made a promise to all of you. Promises, promises. What's the promise He has made to you? We know that Jesus has already come. And He has already died. And He has ascended into heaven. So promises, promises. What's the promise that Jesus has made to you, Evan? He will come back again. That's the promise. And when Jesus comes back again, will He come back as this gift? Will He come back as a baby? No, He won't come back as a baby. He's going to come back as a king. He's coming back as a great king who's going to defeat His enemies once and for all, which is what the Jews believed at the time when Jesus came as a gift of a baby. But Jesus is coming as a king to bring you a gift. He's going to keep His promise because God always keeps His promises. He kept His promises here to Simeon and to Anna. They saw the promise and they believed. Do you see the promise of Jesus? Do you see it? Do you physically see Jesus right now here as your king? Not physically we don't see it, but we believe in our hearts and faith that He is here. Therefore, we believe the promise. Promises, promises. How many of you keep your promises? Good. None of you raise your hands. That's good. How many people behind you are raising their hand right now? How many of you keep your promises? Anyone raising their hand? Did someone raise their hand? Don't raise your hands because we don't keep our promises. Now, we like to say, you know, one reason why I wear a ring on my finger here is that I've made a promise not only to my wife, not only to Yong, but actually I have made a promise to God that I will be a husband to her. And she has made a promise to God that she will be a wife to me. And when we remove the ring because we break our promise, we are actually breaking our promise to who? To God. We break our promise to God and we do it all the time. God, I promise to be good. God, I promise. I promise, God, to obey my parents. You break that promise all the time, don't you? And I do too. Even though I'm 60 years old, I break my promise. I don't always honor my mother and my father, even though I'm 60 years old. Promises, promises broken. But God will keep His promise, just as He kept His promise to Simeon and to Anna and His promise to you. He is coming. He is coming again as your great king. He will keep His promise. Believe it. Believe it in your heart, in faith, just like Simeon and just like Anna. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let's pray to the promise. Jesus, You are our promise. You have promised to come to take away our sins, and You did. You promised, O Lord, to be our mediator, to be the one who sits at God's right hand and to intercede for us. And You are doing that right now. And Lord Jesus, You have promised to come back to take us to be where You are. And Lord, You are here right now. You are present with us. And one day You will keep the promise to take us to be into Yourself. Lord, promises, promises. And with You, it is always promise kept. Lord Jesus, thank You, and in Your name we pray. And all the children said,